This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, folks.
Hi. Do you know what I'm excited for?
What? Go on.
There's a new show tonight on Spin from 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Micheál, Shane and Ella.
Yes.
From iRadio.
They're on loan.
They're on loan.
They're on
from
loan
iRadio.
For the week.
They're on tick.
How crazy is that?
So basically what happened is,
in case you're like, what happened to Jamie and Faye? Jamie and Faye are on loan down to Spin Southwest for the week. They're doing the breakfast show down there because Ed and Valerie, who do the Southwest show, are gone on holiday. And then so as a result, we've pulled in a team from iRadio. And they're sound lads.
Who's filling in for their show then?
That they're on the weekend normally.
Okay.
So they're going to be doing a seven-dayer this week.
Yeah. I can't wait to listen in. And do you know what's going to be really interesting? It's going to be produced, the show, by Callum.
So be able to tell the real Callum-y bit.
Yeah, we will. Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited to like talk to them after a week of having dealt with Callum and being like, so come here, what did you notice? And they'll be like, well, does he do that thing with you where he wraps you up? Yeah. Where he
wraps like
he'll say, hurry up. Hurry up that, you know, you're
does
talking.
Does he have very weak cordial? Not a good water to cordial ratio. Was that something you noticed?
Very, very weak cordial.
Yeah, he's on the night this week and as a result, we're on the DOS.
We've got a free gap.
Really. It is kind of free gap.
Yeah, free class.
Yeah,
oh
no,
my
it
God,
is
we should
free.
Call we should call it that. We
Genuinely.
Should call it that each morning. Come
it
in,
was,
free gap, lads. What
it
you want to do?
Yeah. And a bit of a free class,
it's
I suppose.
Free
as well,
class vibes,
like,
yeah.
You do kind of feel like you're a little bit in school here in a fun way because it's very like team together.
Sorry, can we do that tomorrow? Nick's just about to come in, our boss. Can we ask him if we can go a bit rogue for half an hour, being like, look, it's free house, Callum's not here, it's free class.
I don't think we should ask Nick anything.
We should just
what
do
I'm
it.
Talking about, like, I'd like to be able to like play random songs and all.
Oh right, I see what you mean.
That'd be fun.
I like that.
Play a bit of Pavarotti.
I really like that.
Come back tomorrow and see if that worked out.
Yeah. Yes. If it didn't, you'll know why.
See you later.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good.
Happy Monday. Well, let's do it all again, shall we?
Why not, Dave?
Because we don't have a choice, Emma.
But that's true, Dave. It's true.
We have to do it all.
If you had a choice, you'd be here starting this show 2 hours ago.
2 hours. Yeah, exactly. 2 hours earlier.
Yeah, 3 till 10. That's how Dave would roll. Get on air at 3 a.m.
More work. That's what I want.
I finally think I get it now, guys. And I did it once and I thought, oh yeah. And I tried that to see what the fuss is about. Now I feel like I get it.
Hold on. This could be many things.
Yeah,
this
many things.
This could be many things.
I tried it once and I talked to you about it.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
And now I fully get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have what it is.
Okay, Fiona, go on.
Well, it's vintage?
No.
All right.
Okay. Is it watching a movie?
No. Crazy concept.
She tried it once.
Tried it this one time. No, the whole sauna ice bath situation.
Oh, gorgeous.
I went again on Saturday.
Two very different things, the sauna and the ice bath. And
true.
Two
you
horrible
don't want to get
things.
Those two mixed up?
Yeah.
No, I went on Saturday and it's mad because initially, so you go into the sauna, you're absolutely sweating, you're in, like, God, get me into the coldest thing ever. You start getting into the cold thing and you're like, oh, don't know about that now either. So you might get down to just around your arse. So.
Yeah.
And then you go back into the sauna again and on like the first occasion, it's just up to the bum.
That is what you're meant to do, isn't it? You're supposed to alternate.
Yeah.
So you get really hot, really cold, really hot, really cold.
But like, isn't that what we were told is really,
bad for
really
you.
Bad for you back in the day? Like, do you remember, like, say if it was like cold or you'd have a cold shower and then jump into the warm pool or something like that and you'd be scalded.
Yeah,
or if you fell in the sea and you make someone really warm straight away, it's meant to be bad for them or whatever.
That's
but that's
so
obviously
stupid, like.
No, but it's obviously amazing for you. Like with
by the end,
blend.
I got my head under.
Really?
Under the first ice bath?
Well, yeah, it wasn't the coldest of the... In these places, they tend to have like the coldest of the cold plunge and then like some other options.
Where did you go?
Cold. This was one in Dundrum.
Helios, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, one with the barrels outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Were you there?
Yeah, I've been there before.
Did you do this before?
Do you know the ice bath in the corner?
Yeah.
The metal one?
I only got my, like, up to my knees in there.
It is without doubt the coldest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Like, it's
unbelievable.
Pain. It's pain, isn't it?
So impressive people can get in that thing.
Yeah.
But I can get in, you can get in the barrels kind of, like, they're easily enough. They're still cold, but it's easily enough.
Yeah,
way easier than the corner ice bath.
That corner one, man, that's my goal. Someday, somehow.
Exactly, yeah.
I saw a guy in that corner one that's so cold, and you know they had those little kind of sand timers that you can flip over for a minute. I could see one guy in there when I was in the sauna looking out the window. I could see him like tapping it down.
Oh, get me out of here. Good morning. Sorry, I just had a bite of such a bad orange.
Why do
it's
you do that?
Into bad
right?
Every time.
Season.
Every time we're just about to speak, she goes, oh, I'll just have a bite here now.
I'll just have a little rally of an orange.
Oranges aren't in good nick at the moment.
No, it's getting into bad season.
Yeah, disappointing, because when they're good, they're so good.
It's oh my God, when you have a good, and you can tell by the squeeze of it, like, and it feels a bit substantial, and you're like, that is going to blow my absolute mind.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, times have changed. Speaking of food, beautiful natural segue by me. Do you know sports?
I've heard of it. I think it's going to be big.
I predict it too.
Sports, wow.
But if you're not good at the existing ones, your football and your rugby and your so on and so forth, there's a ham throwing contest in Spain.
Is there now? You could try instead.
Did producer Callum give you this story by any chance?
Oh no, I came up with this by myself. This would be very much my kind of thing that I like to look into.
Yeah.
He finds the story about the people who throw ham and says, Fiona, you'll take that. Yeah, well, Callum, love that.
You can tell Callum's not in today.
Also, before we even go any further, how upsetting that lovely Spanish jamón.
That's what I thought. Is it cooked? It's like, do you know a cured ham, like a Serrano or a Parma or whatever?
Very popular in the Spanish cafes. You get a little slice, little tapas.
Exactly.
Like, so disappointing.
It's like a dry aged type thing.
Right,
so
okay.
it isn't cooked through an Irish boiled ham, but it's like cured, so it's safe to eat or whatever. I was thinking that. Horrific waste. It's in this town that is home to 70 residents usually only, called Caras. Thank you very much. But 400 people come to see this event every summer, which is kind of small enough, but it's big in the scale of 70 people live there.
It's also big enough for a ham being thrown.
I would go and watch.
Is it like the Spanish version of the welly throwing at the ploughing?
Yeah, it's exactly like
that. Is
that
a real thing?
Yeah.
So they wrap the ham in like bubble wrap, cling film and tape.
Okay.
So that you can still eat it afterwards.
Good, I like that.
And the people who participate say, if anything, it makes the ham more tender being thrown through the air like that.
I'd imagine so.
And it used to be, so it started in 1990.
I must be honest, I didn't think I'd be so interested.
No, I know, it's actually all right. Like, to be fair to Callum. So it started in 1997, just some lad like threw a ham as a joke or whatever.
Right.
But now it's really caught on, and the winner usually gets to keep the ham. But now the kind of tradition they do is they give everyone who came a ham.
That's
very good.
Because awoke, everyone gets a slice of ham. Because awoke, it's terrible.
That sounds fun.
It actually does. Like, I would 100% go to this. And there's also categories for children who launch salchichon, which I think is like a little sausage.
Nice.
And
it does seem like the kind of thing you'd see when you go on holidays to like Spain, and you're just walking and going, "Is there anything going on? Oh, look.
Get down to the ham throwing for yourself.
Get
off those sunbeds for a day." It is a bit mad. I was thinking, what kind of other food could you throw for an Olympic sport? My knowledge of the Olympics is based on what Olympic sports Miss Trunchbull played in Matilda, which is shot put, javelin, hammer throw. Okay, so shot put is just the ball that you
throw. Just the big metal ball,
big yolk. So obviously for that, it's a Scotch egg.
Okay.
Like, that's like the round
kind of thing.
Javelin is the big long baguette. You know when your mom comes home from the food shop and she's got the big long baguette and you're like, I will be
wrapping that up
that.
Though, because I'd hate that to be wasted.
See, that's a food that I don't think would benefit being thrown through the air, but like, needs must. Hammer throw, that's the ball on the string. Do you know where Miss Trunchbull swings it around and it's like on a chain. Yeah. I was just thinking, a heavy chain that you're tied up in if you're in jail or whatever. I don't know. But if you're in a medieval jail and you're going to be put on the rack, but they don't do that anymore, thanks, because of woke again. But for that one, I was thinking, do you know when your chicken, like when you're cooking chicken and it's got that like weird white string?
Yeah, oh, I hate it. Do you ever see like the videos on how to take them out? Like,
no,
the forking.
I need that.
Oh man, it's awful.
Well, before you do that, you can hoof the chicken around by that string.
Oh,
and then
very
rally
good.
It off into the sky.
There's your hammer throw.
Is what I was thinking.
Do you know what, Fiona? I'd give that story an 8 out of 10. Well done.
It actually ended up better than I thought. Shout out to producer Cam.
He's not here for the rest of the week, so I don't think there'll be any more ham throwing content, but we'll see how we go.
Never say never.
First though, I kind of have to give it to you, lads, because I had a dog for the weekend, it felt like.
Aww.
I just went to Pippa's house and Pippa was minding
and there
her
was
own,
a dog present.
Her own dog. Right. Her family dog. Her family are away on holiday, so...
Just because it's Monday morning, we all need a little lift. Why do you have to give it to us?
Because the two of you have dogs, like, full time.
Thank you.
I didn't realise how much work and how tough they can be.
You know what, they're a full time job, but we love them.
Yeah.
We never have it any other way.
A lot of people would say they're tougher than a newborn.
Yeah, many would.
At least a newborn can't move.
Yeah, a lot of moms would hate you for that, I'd say.
At least a newborn doesn't roll in fox crap.
Yeah, they're tough. They're really, really tough.
What's Pippa's dog's name again?
Sadie.
Sadie.
And oh my gosh, she's just so needy.
Like, she's so gorgeous,
all the time.
Isn't she?
So like she is gorgeous, but like she'd sleep in Pippa's bed when I'm not there. Do you know what I mean? And that was like mistake number one. Just no, you can't be at that. Do you know what I mean? I'd be at one of those kind of like dog owners that's very strict with their dog, like put them outside at night time. Do you know what I mean? Oh, that kind of a vibe.
That's absolutely crazy.
There's no need for them to be in the bed.
Why do you have a dog then?
Because I'm actually in complete agreement with you. Yeah. Why would you have a dog?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds like a nightmare, honestly.
Yeah, anyway, fair, yeah.
I'm actually kind of with you because Seamus is after getting into the habit now of, over the last 3 or 4 nights, of starting to whinge. And this happened last night and I actually wanted to like cry. 3:30 he started and I was like, what is it? Like a toilet, whatever. So I went down and he went for a wee, went back to bed. I was like, God's sake, it's going to take about 30 minutes to get back to sleep now. Still whinging. Oh, he just wants to come up and lie in the bed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I'm lying like in the fetal position with the legs up to my chest because there's room for him at the base of the bed. It's a nightmare. You're right.
That is ridiculous.
I should have been throwing him out the back since I got him.
Well, that was kind of the main thing about what happened with Pippa's dog is that like I was like saying there's no chance in hell that the dog is even staying in the room when I'm here. And I was like,
Dave,
I don't mind. I'll go home now. I'll drive home. That's no problem. She was like, no, it's fine. You can stay out. Outside or whatever, not outside the back, but like outside the room. So we close the door. He's at that on the door, like just scratching away at the door. I'd say the scratch marks are there, insane. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna go mad now. And I was like, Sadie, stop now. And
I'd say that worked.
It did for a while.
That's grand.
It didn't when Pippa did it, but when I did it, Sadie was just like, all right, he might actually throw me out the back.
By going, Sadie, stop.
Sadie,
stop now.
More like, Sadie, stop.
Oh wow!
I'd be
scared too.
So Sadie did stop. She went into the other room and slept for about maybe an hour until she heard like maybe someone walk a mile away close to the house, and she was freaking out. She was barking. And she was like, "Oh, for God's sake!" So I appreciate you're protecting us from whatever you think is out there, but. Also, you're not. You're too small. You're too cute. You're not
a
threat.
She's a little cockapoo, isn't she?
She's a little cockapoo. Yeah, yeah. She is adorable. But my God, they're tough. Just that one night, I was like, I'm going to go mad. And then it was like 7 a.m. and I could hear her at the door again, scratching to get in. I'm like, what do you want? What do you want to get in for? But then I was on Twitter the next day.
Sorry.
3. But then I was on Twitter the next day and someone was talking to their cat because their cat meows every morning at the same time, like 5:30 in the morning. And the owner was like, what if the last 22 years has made you think that I won't feed you today? I always feed you. You know what I mean? You don't have to meow outside my bedroom door for hours.
So trust me.
I think I'm just put off completely having a pet.
Fair.
I had it for one night and I'm like, hell no.
Well, I have to say, like, my family dog, would have been like a country dog who did sleep, well, like, would have slept in the shed at night time, you know, or the utility room if it's quite cold or whatever.
Yeah.
It was never quite a house dog or in anyone's bed, nothing like that. And it is different. And then they develop the habits and it's like, you need to get out of my space.
I just think they're too mollycoddled.
That's why I'm asking you what age she is, because I'm like, this isn't going to stop anytime soon.
If she's 3 and she sleeps in the bed, like, she's not getting out. My dog's 3 and she sleeps in the bed.
I suppose you can't really keep
my horse.
You can't really keep a cockapoo out
in the garden, and I wouldn't, but like I'd put it downstairs.
She'd be like eaten by a pigeon. Yeah.
Fiona, actually, with that in mind, because Danish is such a large dog.
Yeah.
How do you have like a super king bed or something? How do you all
we
fit?
Have a king size bed. She does curl up small, and she doesn't really get up there until about like, say, maybe 3 or 4 in the morning is when she jumps up. She likes to stay in her own bed for a while and then she hops
literally
up.
Like a child.
And yeah. Say,
you know when a kid starts to sleep in their own bed and they get there, they stay there until about like 2 a.m. and then they're like, then mommy! They're
yeah. Yeah. Literally. Oh, I yeah. love it.
Tough work, lads. I don't know how you do it. Fair play.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my
Welcome on in to That's Not My Name, the game that with no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. And in the pot this morning is a whopper 14 IMC Cinema Pass.
Wow.
Let's
wow.
try and do this thing.
Come
in
on.
Studio, we're going to take our headphones off. You listening will hear the name of those who've gotten involved. And then it's up to Dave and Fiona this morning to have a lash at guessing their name. So let's kick this off.
All right, headphones off.
My name is Sarah.
Player
All
one.
Right, guys, here we go. Player one, how
Player
are you?
Player one, let's get it done.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. All right, we're going to try and guess your name. Okay, here we go. Is your name Emma?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Valerie?
That's not my name.
Imagine if...
Player one, last guess. Is your name Jess?
That's not my name.
All right, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Sarah.
Your name is Sarah. A fantastic
name. Lovely name, Sarah. Big fan.
Sorry we couldn't guess it. Sarah, have a great day.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye. Okay, still have two more chances to do this. Come on,
yeah,
do this.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on. Let's we'll keep the hype going.
Yeah.
Headphones off in the
headphones
room again.
Off.
Hi, my name is Kira.
All right, guys, here we go.
Player two, is it you? I don't know what he's saying.
How are you, player two?
Brilliant, how are you?
Yeah,
oh, you're brilliant. What kind of a person is brilliant on a Monday? I'm going to try and guess your name.
I never get through to anything.
You never get to win anything?
I never get through to anything.
Oh, you never get through to anything?
Oh my God, you need to get this right, guys.
Oh, okay, that should be a clue. All right, player two, is your name Quiva?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Michelle?
That's not my name.
No.
You were so close with the Quiva, I feel.
Really?
All right, player two, what's your name? Reveal yourself.
My name is Kira.
No.
Kira, Quiva, quite similar.
It is close.
Sorry, Kira. Have a good day.
Good luck, Kira.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Come on, guys.
No, we need to hype ourselves.
Yeah,
a bit.
Yeah. No.
You're going to get this player three's name. You're going to get it.
Oh, you're right.
I just have a feeling.
I am.
And then you do for me too.
And so are you.
Thank
as
you.
Well. We're actually both going to guess. He's got two names.
You need to back yourselves, guys, okay?
Yeah.
These are big stakes.
Producer Callum's obviously off this week. How are we finding my player one? Let's get it done. Player
it's
two,
all right. Yeah,
could it be you?
I
have a good one for number three.
Okay, yay.
Okay, but you need to commit. I feel like you're getting shy halfway through.
Okay,
all right.
Headphones off again,
headphones
guys.
Headphones off.
Boy, my name is Dean.
All right, guys, here we go,
okay,
David.
Here we
time
go.
To shine.
Player three, is it ye?
Morning, player three.
Good. All right, we're going to guess your name with absolutely no hints or clues. If we don't, you say the name of the game, which is That's Not My Name. Mm-hmm. Here we go, player three. Is your name Adam?
Oh, very good.
That's not my name.
That's not your name.
Okay, not that good. Player three, is your name Carl?
That's not my name.
Here we go.
Come
player
on.
Three, this is it. This is the one. Player three, is your name Michael?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
You were actually really onto something, I feel like, with the really quick guy names first and second. Really? Go on, reveal yourself.
Player three, what's your name?
Dean.
Oh, Dean.
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 Oh,
I never would have guessed Dean.
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
Very good.
It's too continental, you know?
It's very exotic.
Very exotic. Dean, it wasn't to be, but have a great day. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks, Dean.
All
good luck.
Talk to you later. It's funny, being in this seat for a change, because Callum's not here, so I listen to the voice notes. I'm like getting an idea in Callum's mind of how did you not get that?
Yeah.
His name was so obviously
so
Dean.
Obviously.
Like
clearly.
Every time you're having a guess, I was like, for God's sake.
Useless at this stage.
What is wrong with you? And then every time you're about to open your mouth, I was like, they're going to get it. They're going to get it.
How could they not? It's so simple.
It's so obvious, yeah. Okay, not to be. However, we roll on. 16 IMC Cinema Passes for the taking next Monday morning. It's Spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it. Let's go.
Morning, how are you? Hope you had a nice weekend.
Hey, what's going on? How are we? Happy Monday.
Guys, has anyone watched The Pit?
No.
No.
But I was watching, I was looking at the Emmy list today and it's like won loads.
It won Best Outstanding Drama Series. The lead actor won Best Actor, Noah Wyle, and Best Supporting Actress as well, Catherine Lanassa.
Interesting.
It's, I feel like that happens a lot at the Emmys. It's like something you've never heard of, like Swoops, everything.
It's 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a realistic examination of the challenges facing healthcare workers in America as seen through the lens of the frontline heroes working in a modern day hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Is HBO Max now Disney Plus on our side of things? I'm trying to figure out where to watch it.
I don't know
maybe.
What it is.
Yeah. Potentially. I feel like we need to get into it.
And the young fella who was amazing in Adolescence.
Owen Cooper.
He became the youngest ever winner.
Yes, amazing. And then the dad, Stephen Graham, he won as well.
Oh, he's class.
Very, very good. And the therapist who's in The Crown as well.
Brilliant.
She won. So very good. And then
Yes, she was excellent.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was
the famous
episode with her and Owen Cooper where they kind of
in the prison. Yeah. The
and
two
it was
of them
one
together.
Take. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the whole thing was one take. It's absolutely insane. Like I always think about that with that show. Like imagine getting to like the final minute and there's just something wrong, some sort of lighting wrong, and you have to do that whole thing.
But she said it herself that loads of things went, like I think she forgot her line or Owen forgot his line, and but they just went for it.
I just know that I would
be emotion is right.
I would know. Do you know sometimes in your head you're like, I know that we've nailed this, I know that we've nailed this, then you start thinking about it, then I fluff a line.
Yeah.
I used to read the news when I was starting off in radio, and I was terrible at reading the news. I always fluff my words and everything. I was always getting in trouble.
But anyway, if you get to the last like kind of line, you're going, this is class,
like,
this is class.
And you're like, I'm on the home stretch.
Exactly.
You're going,
the script comes up really fast. You're trying to get through it and you're like, wow. And as soon as you think, wow, I'm on fire, your brain is no longer looking at the screen and you go, and you make
highs of 79 degrees.
I remember my dad used to text me every day going after every bulletin, every hour he'd listen in and go, that one was all right. Try better next hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bad.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Lads, I am not well at all. Reason being, I can't stop thinking about the Traitors.
I know.
Non-stop. If you're not watching, by the way, I really, really think, I wouldn't say this on the show about many shows, but you should go back and watch.
I was chatting to...
If you've missed the last couple of episodes, you should go back and watch.
One of the girls I was chatting to last night, actually, here in work, was saying she's not watching it. And I'm like, Shelley, you're mad. Because there's three a week and we're on week three now, you'll catch up in no time.
But especially because it's so Moorish, like you need to watch the next episode.
My friend Emer is also still on catch up. She's just about caught up now, but she hasn't seen last night's. I think because it's late enough, a lot of people are watching The Player the next day as well. So I think we can safely say spoilers ahead.
Yeah, spoilers ahead for sure, because we need to talk about it. It was intense. And it's one of those things where because it's on like so late at night, then you can't sleep because you're just non-stop thinking about it. Yeah. My brain is wired. But I went home for lunch yesterday and my mum and dad are watching it. And I was like, oh, what are you going to do for the rest of the evening? Will you go down for a pint or will you, you know, he was like, no, I'll be sitting here now waiting for the Traitors.
Oh my God, I love it. See, that's the really amazing thing about it as well. Like, I can't remember the last time the country has been this united. We're all sitting down and watching this at half nine.
Oh, I'd say RTE are slapping their hands.
Their viewership figures is unbelievable.
Yeah. Irish Twitter is back. Like, it's been a while since you felt like, whoa, we're all on the same buzz. Now, and
it's kind of like Toy Show every night.
Yeah.
So obviously we told you about 30 seconds ago we're going to start talking about the Traitors. So there will be probably spoilers ahead. But I just want a main spoiler, obviously, of who went last night is you have 4 seconds to lower that volume.
3, 2, 1.
So Andrew's gone.
Andrew is gone. I'm absolutely gutted about it. What a short-lived moment of him being a traitor.
I kind of really liked that he said to his dad, Paddy, he said, oh yeah, by the way, if the tides turn for me tonight, just go with it. And he said, I'm going to probably have to, to be honest.
Yeah.
So he was going to get out no matter what. And I think Paddy did it on purpose.
You think Paddy wanted Andrew gone? I think Paddy naively thought that maybe they could make it work. I would have loved to have seen even just a few days of them working together as a traitor.
He wasn't really surprised. He wasn't really that surprised that Paddy was the traitor, was he?
No, I think he knew.
He's sure you know your dad. Yeah, if you're in it. But I
also felt sorry if it is legitimate, and when Paddy asked Andrew, his son, to be the traitor, and if it is legitimate that he wrote that down and it was handed to Andrew.
Yeah,
you know your own parents' handwriting.
I know, that's what people.
I wouldn't know my dad's handwriting.
Oh, I'd know my parents' handwriting a mile away.
But like, I thought it was interesting because the letter said, "We think you could take us to the end," and I was like, "I wonder is that like a family thing? Like, is that like a thing they say in the family that he's instantly reads
to
his
the
letter
end
and goes,
of
yeah.
the county final?"
Yeah.
But I know because Caitlin was on Traitors Uncloaked with Kevin McGarren, and she had that theory as well that like Paddy was. I mean, Eamon and Caitlin. Hate Paddy. Yeah, whatever really we're not do. Seeing, they do not but those, like him. I don't know.
Those shows were recorded, I think, like months ago.
Oh, of course, no, they were. But like she said, imagine sacrificing your own son. Imagine offering him up to the chopping block. And I was like, it's clearly not that. Obviously, Paddy wanted to play the game with his son. You saw how I was going to cry, how devastated he was when he was kicked out and he had to act.
He had to high five.
He was having to high five.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say that's like made him more guilty or like, you know, has people on to him slightly.
That's very interesting.
He was
that,
like looking in tears.
There's a bit of vendetta there against Paddy from those two who've left.
They're just a bit nasty, jealous about him.
Yeah,
they're raging because they thought he was a fool.
So can we just talk about Owen?
Owen, excuse me.
Isn't she the most intelligent woman in this country?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
She clocked them all straight away. I was saying it in our group last night. Like, do they sit her down, like, at the end of each evening and show her the recordings of the day? Because how does she... She just knows everything. She's like, I think Andrew was recruited last night.
Who do we think is... being chosen by Paddy tonight. So we didn't get to see it. Obviously, Paddy invited someone to be a traitor last night, but we didn't get to see who it was. The reason I think... So I have two theories, right? One, I think it should be Patrick. I think he should choose Patrick because Patrick has so much heat on him right now that he could go next. Paddy could just start hitting off faithful.
The ones who are under suspicion.
And just taking them out one by one. I think that'd be really, really interesting gameplay. The other reason I don't think it's him and I think it's Nick is because in... The kind of like very, very end of the episode where we see Paddy take off his hood to reveal himself to whoever the faithful is who he wants to be a traitor, he kind of looks up and there's no one tall enough.
That is so funny.
There's no one taller than Nick. And when Paddy and Nick were having a fight at the table last night,
that was insane.
Paddy is looking up at Nick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I also think if you chose Nick, you'd get him and Ben out of that kind of like
whatever is going on, that friendship.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. My wish list for Paddy is that he'd go for Christine.
I really like that.
I don't like her.
And I'd love him to go for Oyen.
I think Oyen would be a great choice.
She'd be amazing.
She'd take him to the end. I'd love to see her gameplay.
Yeah. Oh my god, no, it'd be so interesting. She, very, very.
Who would you love him to recruit?
Faye, because he's trying to kick her out so much. I'd like to see what happened there.
It's honestly one of the most captivating shows I've watched in a very, very, very long time.
If you haven't watched it, go and catch up on The Player. It's worth it.
I have to give a little credit where it's due. If you're catching up on The Player, the odds aren't that bad. You might get one or two. Not so bad at all. Here's the deal. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're listening to Fully Charged. And if you've been with us for a while, no doubt you know at this stage that Fiona's wedding is fast approaching.
Yes.
She marries her longtime partner, love of her life, Dwayne, in November. It'll be her first wedding.
For now.
Am I right in saying we are about 6 weeks out?
Yeah, I think it's like 6 or 7.
I'm getting excited for the wedding.
I can't wait.
No, I am getting excited.
Oh, that's good. It's going to be such a hoolie. But in the kind of lead up to this, Fiona's had, let's just say, some stumbling blocks. I think that you decided on a date in relatively recent months and you knew you were kind of going against it in terms of getting yourself organised. Yeah. You've had bands pull out. You didn't even know you needed to register your intent to marry. There's been things that you listening have very much helped Fiona with in the run-up to this.
Yeah.
And we finally, just in case you haven't had the update, we finally have a dress, okay?
We do.
Do we? Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm going down to get measured tomorrow.
Fantastic. Yeah.
But there was one thing, Fiona, that Dave and I copped when we were chatting about this last week on the show. You said in passing this.
I'm not going to have a hen. But yeah, right. not having a hen. A hen will stress me out. There's certain things I don't want to do.
We felt bad. We were like, Why? That's sad. That's like, that's...
I was like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, because
I'm not having a hen. A hen will stress me out.
I just felt, I felt bad for you. I was like, oh, like that sucks. Because
no,
I kind of
not in that way. Like, just in, you know,
it would stress you out. But like, this is the thing. You shouldn't be organising your own hen anyway.
It's your maid of honour's job to do that anyway. It shouldn't be your
problem.
No,
and they offered, like, the bridesmaids offered and all, but I get nervous when groups come together.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay,
fair
it's kind of like my 21st. I'll never forget it because there was a group from college, a group from school.
Exactly.
A group from work, and I was stressed all night with how people mix.
That's exactly
it. But that shouldn't be your stress. It should be your bridesmaid's stress to make sure that everyone mingles. Look, you made this comment in passing, and I'm not going to put the pressure on because it's your hen, and I feel like I've interjected myself enough into this wedding.
No, you've actually really helped in many ways.
A hypothetical setting, and this is where you listening come in. If we were to throw Fiona a hen, maybe in a situation of me, Dave and Fiona, maybe in a situation of me, Dave, Fiona and her friends, maybe, dare I say, in a situation with me, Dave, Fiona, her friends and you listening.
Okay.
What would we do?
Yeah, I've never been to a hen. And I was kind of, me and Emma were kind of talking about this over the weekend where I was like, oh, I kind of feel bad that, you know, she isn't a hen. Her maid of honour probably has so much going on. And she also said she didn't really want a hen.
Yeah.
So I kind of really appreciate the maid of honour for being like, you know what, I'm going to respect Fiona's wishes. But as we're like, nah. We're like, no, she won't be stressed. She won't be stressed. It'll be fine. If we were to hypothetically put on a hen, what are the stereotypical things that we'd have to have at a hen? I've never been to a hen, obviously.
I've been to two hens. One wasn't much of a hen, more of just a random dinner before the thing. So I've been to one hen, which was my sister's.
Okay.
But I'm not well versed on the subject whatsoever.
So there's a lot of people out there who are hens. Like, I know Rebecca on the first floor there when we come in the morning, we're talking to our friend Rebecca, and she seems to be at a hen every single weekend for the last like 6 years.
Yes.
It seems like a nightmare.
And lots of people do hens differently. Some really go ham on the willy straws and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Some are a little bit more adventure based or whatever. But I suppose our question to you this morning is this, and please send your voice notes in and please help. And at the moment we are in a hypothetical sense, but I really hope this grows legs and I hope we can do something for our Fiona before her wedding. What are some stereotypical hen things that you think Fiona has to experience? I think this is a rite of passage. I think it would be so sad for her. It's like when you don't go to your own Debs.
Yeah.
You can't not have a hen. Or maybe you get back. Of course you didn't.
Maybe you, of course you didn't go to your own Debs. Maybe you've had a hen party recently or you were at one recently and there was something that you thought, no, this should be at every hen party.
Yeah,
like, what makes a hen party good? That's what we're basically asking this morning on 0877 11103. Voice notes are welcome. Help us, like, hypothetically
curate something beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
And fun.
That
and
may
fun.
Not happen, by the way, may not happen, but I just think it would be interesting to kind of throw it out and see what sticks.
Let's roll the dice and see what happens here, especially when producer Callum's on around to
exactly
to say no.
Exactly.
But guys, I'm kind of touched.
087-711-1038.
Hey, we like you.
Really?
We think
like
you're all right.
You like
no, no, we like you.
You need to have a hen.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I do want the willy straws if we're doing it.
Okay, didn't think you would. 087-711-1038. Voice notice, please. What are some stereotypical things that Fiona has to experience if we throw her a hen? Go big on this. Or
all hypothetical.
On this.
Just but yeah, Spin will be putting up the budget, so go wild.
Yeah, we're bankrolling this.
All right, this morning on the show, we have builders in the thing, so we're going to close the door.
Yeah. Here, I'll do it.
This morning on the show, we are asking you, should we throw a hen for our Fiona? What should we do? She did say on the show last week, in casual conversation about her wedding, which is 6 weeks away, she mentioned this.
I'm not going to have a hen. But yeah, a hen will stress me out. There's certain things I don't want to do.
See, that sentence itself stressed me out. Me and Emma were kind of talking over the weekend and we thought, what if we were to hypothetically throw Fiona a hen party? Now, Emma's only been to one hen party before and I've never been, obviously, so I'm not really versed into what, you know, happens at a hen party or
you're
what's
a bit scared of them, really.
A little bit kind of terrified. As is apparently Fiona, who doesn't want to have one. But I was thinking, like, Fiona's the kind of person who wouldn't have had, like, a 21st because, oh, no, sure, I don't want to make a fuss. Do you know what I mean?
I did do a 21st, but it nearly killed me. Like, that's why I don't want this.
A lot of people are picking up on the kind of way you are with the social anxiety.
Yeah,
right?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hope you're all well. Well, I think with Fiona, she sounds like she's a bit of a social anxiety butterfly. And it doesn't look like she wants to really meet with a group of people that all fusses about her. So why don't you organize her something nice on her ace, like a nice spa day, and then she can use that as her hens.
Do you know what? A lovely message. 100% will not be happening.
Even I think that sounds sad. Just me on my own in a spa.
In a sauna.
So will it, I wear a slat?
It is a good idea. It's a nice idea for Fiona. But we kind of want to, you know, actually throw her a hen that I think that in a few years when she's married, she goes, no, I did have a hen and I had a ball. I wasn't meant to. I didn't want one, but they threw me one anyway. Again, this is all hypothetical. So what are some stereotypical things that you would see at a hen that you think we should
bear in mind? David Hammond's involved in this hypothetical organisation, so you need to tell him what he needs to know about a hen party. I'm a bit useless. Get your voice notes over, tell us all the ins and outs, what you do, where to go, what entertainment to have,
what props should we have, bar willy straws, should there be anything else?
You also get the big inflatable willy.
Okay,
that's a real party.
I've also seen the veil, is that a thing? I've seen the cowboy hats.
We love a western
pink
theme.
Feathers. I've seen those kind of things.
Fiona gets married in 6 weeks' time, and this hypothetical hen would have to happen in between now and then, so we're under a little bit of pressure.
Maybe
here.
Maybe the night before.
Yeah, that's tradition, isn't it?
Share your thoughts on what are really stereotypical hen things that we'd need to kind of get organised.
Things you've seen at a hen that you thought, do you know what, that's good, I'm going to keep that for the next hen. So 087 711 103, voice notes are welcome.
This has been with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we're busy this morning. We're thinking about a hypothetical scenario where we, myself, Dave, and maybe Fiona's friends, and maybe even you listening, get together and throw our Fiona a hen because she's getting married in a few weeks' time. And last week on the show, when discussing her wedding, she threw this out there just casually.
I'm not going to have a hen. But a hen will stress me out. There's certain things I don't want to do.
I kind of
assumed that there was a hen planned, but we just weren't really invited.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I just find it quite shocking that Fiona would say, like, I'm not having a hen.
I would be totally understanding why I wouldn't be invited.
Yeah.
Dave,
come on, it's 2025.
I agree, to be honest. I don't know. Like, if I was to have a stag, are you telling me I'm not allowed to bring my mates who are girls?
I'd be so scared to go on a stag. I don't think
my stag would be kind of anything like a normal stag. But we kind of want Fiona's hen to be the opposite. We want it to be stereotypical kind of hen thing if we were to throw this. Like,
give
a bit
her
of crack.
Every possible stereotype. It's a rite of passage. And the problem is, her wedding is 6 weeks ago away. So if
we could go.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Her wedding's only 6 weeks away. So if we are going to go ahead with this, we need to get planning. So we need all the help we can get here in terms of what are those stereotypical things that happen at every hen or have to happen. I have been to one, which was my sister's, which was one type of hen, but like I'm not versed. And
I've
obviously
never
Dave
been to a hen.
Hasn't been to a hen. So we're looking for your help this morning. Get in touch. What things should have to happen if we go ahead with this? Cahill was in touch.
Yeah, so I think like the new one is on a hens, you do like a funeral for the bride's single life. My brother's getting married soon, so his fiance had her hens there a few weeks ago, and
I like this.
They had a funeral, so they all dressed in black. There was a lad there, so he actually dressed as a priest and he kind of led the whole thing. So they just sat around telling stories about her single life and kind of put it all to bed.
That's fantastic. Wow. That's exactly what we did for my housemate Ben when he turned 30. It was R.I.P. Ben's 30s.
Oh my God, his 20s.
His 20s, So we all wore black, like everyone dressed in veils and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
What I like about Carl's suggestion as well, it doesn't sound like much, or like as in once you have a venue, it sounds like you're staying put and just having a laugh. Mm. You could do like a slideshow presentation of all the people you dated over the years or something. You know,
oh my God, no, that's fun.
That'd be fun, yeah.
That's good. Okay, so Dave, you have to be the priest.
Yeah, no problem.
Also standing by there is Sarah. What do you think should happen on this hypothetical hen, Sarah?
We went bingo loco and we didn't need much organising.
That is a fantastic idea, Sarah. Would that be a bit of Yuffie?
Yeah, because we just did it.
We did it at the work party.
At our party, and it was so fun.
You loved it, yeah. Fantastic. Oh, that's a great idea, Sarah. Where did you do it?
We did it in 22s in town.
Okay, very good. And was
22s, it's always on there, isn't it?
Yeah. Was it your hen, Sarah, or was it someone else's?
No, my sister's. Now, we did bring some willy props, but there was definitely a few inflatable willy floats there.
There has to be. Now, if I am going to like make any requests, that is essential.
Of course.
Oh, you'd like to be a willy?
I'd like not to be a willy, but just for the willies to be present in inflatable form.
It's funny because my sister, her one request, and she's no prude at all, but she said, please, lads, I'm begging you, no willies.
I feel like people say that, but then when push comes to shove, you do want to be willies there. Yeah.
Sarah, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
No problem. Enjoy.
Out of context, when push comes to shove, you do want some willy there. Okay, listen, let us know if we go ahead with this thing. If you've been to a hen recently, if you were at a hen years ago, maybe you're planning your own hen at the moment or for your bestie or whatever. Let us know what would have to happen. We need to make, if we're going to go ahead, it has to be bloody good.
It's so funny to think, I know for you didn't like it, but the last episode of Gavin and Stacey where they have that hen party for Smithy's
Sonia.
Sabi.
Was that Sonia?
Yeah.
No, that was actually funny, that part.
When they get the stripper and she's like, no, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, that'll be
us now. We'll be like having the crack going, oh, come on, we'll have the willy straws, we'll do the stripper
thing. If you do anything, I will buy it.
Okay,
like,
good.
Okay, fine.
If you're a stripper, get into it. No, listen, just let us know.
And I've always said that.
She already isn't really bothered about it, so we need to impress her. So tell us all the stereotypical things we'd have to do to send her into her married life.
Oh yeah.
Very sad.
A rite of passage. Get in touch. Send your voice notes on 087 711 1038. This is Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and it's 6 weeks and counting until Fiona gets married.
Yeah, are you trying to change your name? Are you going to be Fiona Dugan?
No, that'd be crap, wouldn't it? I like being double F.
Yeah, double F.
I'm double F and he's double D.
I don't know. Very popular. Yeah, anyway, we'll talk about the name afterwards, but at another point. But for now, we're talking about Fiona's potential hypothetical hen party that me and Emma were going to throw her. Because last week, she said this.
I'm not going to have a hen. But yeah, not having a hen will stress me out. There's certain things I don't want
to
do.
When she said a hen would stress me out, I was just like, oh, well, that just means she thinks she would have to organise it or anything like that. But is what if we just sorted everything? Hypothetically, again, this is just, this isn't definitely happening.
Could be a small scale thing, could just be something that me, Dave and Fiona do together, could be me, Dave, Fiona and her friends, or could be, if we go ham on this, me, Dave, Fiona, her friends, and as many of you listening as we possibly can.
This is why I want, like, if it does happen, I want people listening to be able to come, because then we can charge it all on the spin card.
So true, it becomes a work event. And I do think I owe you listening to a night out, because you have essentially helped me plan this wedding.
Yeah, very true.
Anytime I've had something I'm not sure about, I've come on the show and the listeners fixed it for me.
Okay, so listen, we're kind of looking for the stereotypical things that would just have to be a part of Fiona's hen if we go ahead. Lauren standing by. You were at a hen recently, were you? What went on there?
Well, I went to a hen and the bride had to wear a blow up willy costume.
Amazing.
A costume. Okay.
Now, you just said that you'd like that, Fiona.
But I didn't know I'd have to become the willy.
In fairness, all stags like seem to like they make the stag dress up. Yeah. So why not make the hen dress up?
Stags scare me though, because I feel like the hen is about like, oh, celebrating the bride and like make her have the best time possible. And the stag is like, we are going to ruin your life. So I'm nervous if you're involved, it will go down that direction, Dave.
Lauren, can I ask, do you have a link for this costume?
No, but I can get one.
Yes. Lauren, send me a link, girl.
Tell me this, if this was to happen, right, if this Fiona hen party was to happen and we were to invite you, what would you be like, right, they have to have this or else I'm not going?
Oh, it'd have to be the willy costume.
Yeah. No, the willy costume does sound good. Here is me like being like, God, I have to get a white dress for this. No, I'll be wearing an inflatable penis. Yeah.
That's brilliant, Lauren.
You'll be protected, won't you?
Absolutely.
So true.
Thanks, Lauren. Have a great day.
No problem. See you later.
Bye-bye. If we did make this a wider thing, that would be perfect as well, because a willy's kind of on brand for Spain. The colour's like...
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
We're so sorry if you're going to school.
Ed is there as well.
I can just imagine Viola sitting there, Danny DeVito dressed in a cop outfit. You know the scene from Friends. Comes in, Officer Goodbody.
Yes.
Leah was also with a hen really recently. What went down for you guys and what did you do?
Well, I went to Causey Farm.
Okay, and what happens there?
They teach you how to be a traditional wife.
Oh, to be a trad wife.
A trad wife.
What do they teach? Stop. Like what, Leah? They teach you how to cook?
Yeah, so you bake soda bread.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have that with your champ.
What?
Then you jump in the bog for a bit.
Oh, jump in a bog, bit of crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Afternoon tea.
Okay.
With the donkey.
Oh. Is that what they're calling it these days, Leah?
Have a bit of a
Kaylee. A bit of a Kaylee.
That sounds like great.
Being a traditional wife sounds wonderful.
That sounds all right. She still lives
a
life.
A little bit of a roll in the bog and then have a Kaylee in the night there. Bake some soda bread. Leah, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Leah.
Talk to you later. Anything so far standing out to you, Fiona?
Jumping in the bog in an inflatable willy costume, I think, is high up there.
Anything standing out for you, Dave?
Yeah. Just that.
All right, we'll keep you in the loop on these hypothetical plans. Tate McRae now at Spin. 103.
1038 Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're very excited, Emma.
Very excited.
Go on.
Something very exciting just happened to me.
Okay.
In the last 30 seconds, I got a notification on my phone.
She's got a job offer.
No, guys, even better. I have made a sale on Vintage.
Oh. Go on, you little Alan Sugar, you.
Guys, I am obsessed. I walk around the house now and go, yeah, I'm going to sell that.
Really?
Yeah, I go around the house just taking pictures of things all day and I love them.
I just said it in passing 2 weeks ago. I was like, yeah, I downloaded Vintage. And then Emma sold her whole house.
I am selling everything. Please come follow me on Vintage. This sounds so needy, but I believe in order to make sales, you need some followers. And I have two at the moment. One is my boyfriend. So please give me a follow. That sounds so desperate.
What's your Vintage? Not that I'm buying any of your clothes, but
it's Emma. Terrible, I know this is bad username. It's my username everywhere because Emma Nolan's too common.
Emma triple underscore
Nolan.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know it's bad. But at the moment, I have some Adidas runners there.
Lovely.
I have some boots. This is my third sale, guys. I sold a shirt for €9 over the weekend.
Done.
Very good.
I sold a jumper for €6 the other day.
Here's my question to you. So that £9 goes into your balance in Vinted, right?
It hasn't arrived yet, yeah.
So that balance you can use to spend on other clothes in Vinted, or you could take it out and put in your money in your bank account. What were you going to do?
At the moment is because Dave basically got me on the Vinted buzz last week, and I have spent my life, like I can't get through the month at the moment with how much I've bought on Vinted since then. So my goal at the moment is to make back what I've spent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've spent a lot on Vinted over the last few days. Like poor Zoe here at reception is going to be out the door with stuff arriving for me over the next while. And it's gas because on Vinted, obviously, I don't know what to post stuff in. I got some padded envelopes the other day.
Good idea.
Yeah. But you know the way they could arrive in a cereal box or whatever. Yeah. Some random stuff showing up at reception here at work. So guys, please come follow my Vintage and I'll follow you back.
Oh my God, very good. FRF.
Let's share some clothes.
FRF, yeah.
Big ups to Rebecca.
Oh, they're flying in already.
Does Rebecca have anything nice to sell?
Let me have a look at Rebecca's account here now. Rebecca has some beautiful...
GDPR.
She lives in D12.
Well, we won't give her surname or anything, but she's some lovely goonas. Lovely goonas, Rebecca.
Okay,
that's,
very nice.
This is the way of the world.
I love it.
You've got loads to get on Vintage, don't you, Fiona?
I have been putting off for about 6 months, I'm going to say. I've got a blue IKEA bag full of stuff and you're just rallying your bits up. So you are my inspiration. Mm-hmm. I've been putting it off for a long time.
Great. It's fun. And it's great. We're helping the environment as well.
It's very eco-friendly.
Stopping fast fashion.
I found a new thrill in life and it's getting a sale on Vintage. It's like, woo!
No, that's amazing.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I was telling you on Friday. Was I telling you on air? I was driving down to West Cork for the weekend.
Yes, you were. Yeah, you had a long drive ahead of you.
It's like 5 hours.
It's like a 5 hour drive.
Is that
really
like down near like Alahees?
It's right beside Alahees. Okay. So it's called Irees, is the little village.
As a kid, we used to go to Alahees a lot and you'd always go for the spin to Irees because the houses are so colourful.
Yeah, it's like Ballymore.
I thought they were like that in Alahees as well though.
More so in Irees. I remember that as you turned the corner, we used to say that this house on the corner into Irees was bearing the big blue house's house.
That
memory.
That's probably my auntie house because it's attached to the shop. She owns like the shop in the village, O'Sullivan's, so it probably is that blue house. It's orange now, but it was blue.
Tell her to change it back. It was my childhood thing.
I know, blue's a bit of crack, isn't it?
What was the other town called? Castletown Bear.
Castletown Bear. Yeah. That's Castletown Bear.
That's where my fella's mam's from.
No
it's
way.
It's so funny. There ends up being a lot of connections to this place, even
West
though
Cork
it's very
just...
far away. Mwah. It's absolutely stunning. So all my mom's family are from down there. My aunties and cousins and stuff live down there. So we'd had this planned for a while. Me, my mom, and my sister were just spending the weekend down there.
Nice.
And girly weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And you kind of have to hype yourself up for the drive because it's about it is really,
especially
after
on your
stop
own.
And all.
Yeah, you know, and if it was a girly weekend and Dwayne wasn't coming. It's very hard to do kind of drive. You almost want to line up the podcasts and radio all the way, obviously. But then you lose spin out of Dublin, so you can go to.
So what are you going to do? I did listen to a lot of radio trying to keep up to date with the news, the presidential race, and everything.
Of course.
And then I listen to musicals usually when I'm doing a long drive like that because I can sing along to them and it kind of makes time go faster. So I listen to Matilda the musical. And then, I had some stuff to watch along the way. there was some sort of race going on. There was loads of, like, I suppose you'd call them supercars, okay. Ferraris and Lamborghinis and the like.
And you and your golf?
Me and my golf. I was holding my own on the road. Good, doing a steady speed. And they all had, like, stickers all over them and stuff. So I was like, they're obviously part of, like...
Yeah, it's what you call it. It's the, not the bumblebee thing, but it's the other...
I know now what it is.
Oh,
it's
what is it?
The Cannonball race.
Cannonball.
It's for the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation.
So
and it's
cool.
been going
cool.
years and it's deadly and they raise loads of money every year and it's like a big event. I think they land finally in Kildare somewhere and there's like a big spectacle and all this stuff. But
they go
now,
all around the country.
Yeah.
Though, it's deadly.
So for now they were all just overtaking me and I always stop at Fermoy because it's kind of halfway from this drive because you arrive in Cork and you're basically
you're in the county just about.
Yeah, you're just in the county and then you kind of have to do that drive again. So essentially, double that.
Would
so
start that's first. Amber Garage up the top of the town.
It's actually a Circle K.
Right.
That's where some of my family are from.
Is it?
Fermoy, yeah.
Very good.
I used to work in Fermoy and there's Shaw's department stores there now.
Oh, okay. I know that one.
So much love for Fermoy today. And I pull into my usual spot, Fermoy. All these supercars are pulling in there.
Stop.
There's like a traffic jam and everyone is like standing out like at the roundabout. There's like loads of kids. Do you know that roundabout and it's got all the fake cows on it?
There, like Mitchellstown and all that. Yeah.
I was like, there's loads of people standing on that. I was like, what's going on? All the supercars are lining up to go in.
Oh no.
And I was like, I'm going to be here hours. There's like people in high-vis directing me in and out and all. Luckily, I think by the time I like went to the Jack's, got some food and all, they were off again, as supercars tend to do. Mm. But the most interesting...
You said, guys, wait for me.
I'm like, hello, can I be in the race? But the most interesting thing at all, maybe this is common knowledge about this Cannonball race. I saw a car pulled over on the side of the road as I was driving down. And I was like, is that... Surely it's not. It was the Pope Mobile.
The Pope Mobile?
No bloody way.
What
I was
mean?
Like... The legitimate one that was here, that like in Fino.
Now I've looked into it. And no.
Oh,
but it was like, I was like, it's triangular, it's got the windows on the sides. And I was like, someone is rallying the Pope Mobile around in this race.
That's brilliant.
So I looked into it. And apparently it's a really iconic part of the race. There's this guy, his name's Matt Peacock, and he kind of MCs the whole event.
Right.
And he also dresses up as the Pope and rides in this Pope Mobile.
Brilliant.
And basically it was like a few years ago, I think it was like back in 2018, he saw all these like supercars, like some of the cars are worth like 4 million euro and all.
Mm.
And he bought this old like Mercedes van kind of thing, cut out the back of it and like made a Pope Mobile. And he's like, this cost me $4,000 and it's the most popular thing.
That's
ever.
So funny.
Like I nearly crashed the car like doing a double take. But yeah, very much shout out. So it gave me something to
focus on the
focus
journey.
On. I really enjoyed it.
Who knew a trip to West Cork would be so fun?
Exactly. If you're ever planning a long trip like that, try and make sure it's in conjunction with a supercar race. If possible.
Have a little look online.
Yeah, see if the Pope's
the
coming, is
that? Nice weekend in West Cork, though, yeah?
So good, yeah. Always a joy.
And the drive back last night, Grim?
No supercars.
Sam for now, 12 to 12. This has been...
How are you?
Is it just me, or are we all? I'm always curious what we're all being served in our feeds. Are we all getting a lot of Cardi B content at the moment?
Not in even the slightest.
Really not.
Okay, let me bring you up to speed then on what's going on.
I'm trying to think of the latest thing I know about Cardi B, and I know she was in a court...
She was.
I don't know.
That was dropped, that case. So she's finished all that now and she's busy promoting her new album, which is out on Friday. But the reason that it's getting a lot of attention is the way she's gone about it and her team have worked to kind of do something quite different.
Yeah.
With album promo, it's kind of predictable, I suppose, these days with social media. They've kind of scrapped all that and it's gone back to this gritty, hustling, busy getting out in the streets and selling her album. And that's why it's such a good strategy, I feel. This is how it all started. And again, this is obviously all a joke, but everyone's buying into it.
Hear ye, hear ye. Atlantic Records have done some deduction to my album budget. So the new check has arrived and been received. And the new budget is $50.
She's saying that she
I love
is
it.
$50 in total to promote her album. And as a result, she needs to get out there. She needs to meet the fans. And it's so old school and brilliant.
It's so good.
I'd say when she holds her trousers upside down, $50 just comes out. Like, do you know what I mean? Just like loads of them.
Because that's always been her thing. Like money. Like so bougie.
Yeah.
But it's good how this has happened like in conjunction with like, oh, I've got court bills to pay. Like you need to, she's kind of approaching it in a very like, give me a dollar way.
She's like, I'm going to lose my house. I've got children's mouths to feed, right?
Yeah.
Her new album is called Am I the Drama? It's out on Friday. The follow-up video to that initial one you just heard was her out in the streets of New York like anybody else with their kind of sheet out in the ground. She's playing Bob Marley. She's walking around with incense being like, give me $10. $10.
I'd be sure that was incense.
Who knows?
$9.99. He's got $50 right here, so $20. $9.99 for the little ones. Yeah, I think the little ones are $9.99.
Hold her on Westmoreland Street right now.
Fully.
Honestly, it's brilliant.
$20. Silver to fiver.
Oh my God, she's clean up with the bananas.
In New York once in my whole life, and I found it so interesting. What's it called when you kind of work on a subway selling stuff?
You're soliciting.
I don't know if they're official now. Soliciting. Oh, is that it?
What makes me really sad, obviously, is when there's kids involved, but I just see people just out selling random bits on the subway.
Yeah.
And she jumped on a subway and did the very same thing.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. I'm out here trying to sell these CDs. I'm trying to change my life around. Well, trying to make a better example for my kids. If you could please buy my new album, Am I the Drama? Am I the Drama? $9.99.
I'd imagine she has never in her life been on the subway.
No, she grew up in New York.
Oh, did she?
And she grew up in the Bronx and like not like from any area.
I thought
races.
She was born bougie.
God, no,
I know she does give off that vibe. Obviously,
she's kind
of
her.
I think her life is like a story of two halves. You know, her success came, but she did have to hustle.
Right, she was a stripper.
Was she?
Yeah.
My favorite thing
listen
about
to that first album, man.
My favorite thing about Cardi B was saying that she has like seven cars, seven Lamborghinis. She doesn't have a driver's license.
Yeah, that's the best. Have you ever seen on the what's the Carpool Karaoke when James Corden tries to teach her to drive?
No.
And she's like, I'm scared. It's so good.
But I literally saw, it's so funny that you're not being served this content because it's all I'm seeing lately. I've obviously engaged with it and like now it's just everywhere I look. But yesterday she was somewhere again doing like a meet and greet. I'm like, these meet and greets are crazy. Like she's meeting the fans. She was sitting in the middle of a crowd of people on like the roof of a car and picked up someone's baby.
Class.
Yes. It was like the proper noughties or 90s promo
meet
for
the president.
Oh, that's so good.
She's up and she's using Culture, her little daughter, helping her out. She's after getting so grown up, by the way. Culture,
oh my God,
isn't it? But helping her sell vinyls.
This has been blessed.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I meant to actually explain what this clip is. So she's holding up the vinyl and it's a yellow colour and she's just being typical Cardi B and go crack, saying that, you know, these are mystic vinyls.
This has been blessed by witches and witchmen. If you don't buy the Magna collection, you will have your period for 9 days. And if you're a man, your will shrink. Get it now.
Sorry, does she not know the male version of witches, wizard? She was like,
no.
Witch and witchmen.
It'll be witchmen forever.
Incredible.
Witchmen is my favorite.
Welcome to Hogwarts, you're a witchman.
You're a witchman, Harry.
The amount of people online who were like, someone give this girl a tenner. It's such good marketing and makes me so buzzing for the album on
Friday.
It's
going to be incredible.
I hope it's great. It better be. It's been so long.
Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey,
we have a holiday to go to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And we want Jodie to win it this morning.
Yes, we do.
What's your plan for the morning, Jodie?
Just down to work.
What do you do?
I work as a receptionist.
Very good nice. For you.
In what kind of industry?
In cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Nice. Ooh, how many phone calls do you have to take a day? Are you constantly on the phone?
I am always on the phone.
Well, that's why you're so good talking to us. Because sometimes we ring people, Jodie, and they really panic. But I really like you haven't panicked. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket, Jodie. Have you heard this game before?
No.
Okay. Basically, in essence, Jodie, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them within 25 seconds. So 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. Five songs and artists you need to guess. If you guess them all within the 25 seconds, you win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Does that sound like something you could do?
I'll try.
Yeah, listen. That's okay. That's all we can ask for. So some rules that favour you. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you don't know it, Jodie, if you really haven't a clue, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, so be clever with it. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jodie?
Perfect.
All right.
Jodie, you'd be great.
You're
going to
be fantastic. Yeah. Jodie, where are you from?
Drimna, Dublin.
The best of luck. Here we go. You have got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Brina
Carpenter.
Yeah, what's the song called?
Espresso.
Stop that clock.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso locked in. I can tell you're not totally familiar with the game because that song has been locked in as our number one song for a while now. But not to worry, you got there.
Yes, you did, Jodie. You got that in 6 seconds. So you've got 19 seconds left for 4 songs. So it's doable. Answer as quick as you can and you'll be laughing.
Yeah, you still have that swap remaining, Jodie. Remember, if you just really don't know it, you just shout the word swap. We'll get it out of there. Now, let's go for song 2 with 19 seconds on the clock playing in 3, 2, 1, start clock. I had a bad week. Spend the evening pretending it wasn't that
swap.
Deep. Swap. All right, let's swap it out.
Fair play for using that swap. Ed Sheeran, the song was 2 Step. We'll give you a clue at this point because we have locked in Ed Sheeran as the song 2 artist. So the song you're about to hear is The Swap is from Ed Sheeran. We can't tell you any more about that than that.
Yeah.
But know that as you go forward, okay?
And we have also reset that clock, Jodie, back to 19 seconds and there'll be that new song 2 playing for you now.
Loads of time, Jodie. Are you a fan of Ed Sheeran? Do you know his song?
I know a few of them.
Okay. let's hope you know this one. 19 seconds on the clock, a brand new song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You're glowing.
You colour and fraction. Oh my god, I think I know the teeth.
It's not a diamond, it's not a ruby, it's a
shine like gold. No.
Another gem. And say the name of the artist as well.
That is, do you know, it's a tough song too, I think.
It is.
Because he starts off with "You're glowing," which makes you think it's afterglow. But it's not.
Yeah,
it's actually called...
Sorry, and also just to say, it starts off so slow, but the vibe of the chorus is so fun that you get a little bit confused.
It's called Sapphire, Jodie.
I would have never gotten that.
Oh, well, listen, do you know what?
Good.
That's music to my ears that they wouldn't have got it, because you know when someone says, oh, I would have got there, I would get
that's
so
a
sad.
Yeah.
Jodie, it wasn't to be, but thank you so much for playing. I hope you had fun.
No problem, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Bye,
good luck.
Jodie. Bye,
bye.
Talk to you later. All right, listen, we're just going to keep trying. We can't stop until it's won. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing about this.
That's the thing. Until it's won, we must continue. If you want to play tomorrow, send us the word golden 087 711 1038 in a WhatsApp. Now though, turn this one up. Heard it for the first time over the weekend. Listen to it on Spotify 3 times since.
Ooh. All right.
This is new Sabrina Carpenter. It's so bold. She's a gas woman. This is Tears. You're listening to Spin.
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want and no one else gets to tell me I can't. So basically, big news in my household this weekend. So my fiancé, Dwayne, you guys might not know this about him. He's a big cat person.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Obviously, we have a dog. That would
a
not
big
live,
dog.
A big dog that would not live well with cats. We always thought we would get a cat, but because we live on a main road, Dwayne concluded that would be cruel to the cat. They wouldn't really be able to get out, and like because they
got a house cat.
He doesn't believe in those.
My mate's cats have never seen outside.
I know, and some of them like medically aren't meant to go outside and all, but he thinks that's cruel. So we ended up getting this dog and absolutely no regrets. But his mum has always had cats, and like he had, for context, he had a cat growing up called Kitty, very appropriately named.
My granny's name.
Really? It's Kitty. A great name. He got this cat when he was 12, and Dwayne was an only child. This cat
was his sister and brother all
it
in
was
one.
His sister and his brother. This cat passed away a few years ago. The cat lived till she was 22 or 23.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were at a wedding in Donegal and we drove cross country Donegal to Cork to say goodbye to this cat. Like it was like,
are
I've
you
never
serious?
Seen anything like it, like very emotional.
As in leave the wedding?
Well, no, we just didn't stay for day two.
Because he wants to go and say goodbye to the cat.
I mean,
it was kind of incredible.
Memory.
It just shows he's a good person.
He's just a big...
I don't think I'd travel to Donegal for a person, let alone a cat.
Well, you're missing out because it's a great county.
I know, it is, to be fair. I've never been,
Donegal.
But I'd love to go.
You should. So,
I'd love to fly there, though.
So, the flight's amazing.
You get a train.
Famously not. That is really rubbing salt to the wound of the Donegalians. But the plane is amazing.
Is it?
It's absolutely stunning airport that you arrive into. But anyway, since then, Dwayne's mother has gotten a new cat called Lady.
Wow.
And you know, you get these cats who are very shy and they're not really social. They're hanging around the back of the fridge.
You know, a dog is always going to love you no matter what.
Exactly.
But cats have quite a... They can be a bit bitchy.
You have to earn that respect.
You have to earn the respect. This cat has been through a lot. It has no ears. which is a strong look for a cat.
A rescue.
Both ears have been removed. Oh, yes, it's
God,
a rescue.
Love her.
And she would not give
not
Dwayne
rescued in
a
time.
Second. No, rescue.
Quick enough.
A bit late for that rescue.
She wouldn't go near Dwayne. Dwayne would be like around with the dreamies, trying to like just get her to even like look at him. But he was down. He was down at his mom's last night, and they're best friends.
Ah, good.
Finally,
sitting on top of him and all. He's after. I can't say what it means to him emotionally.
Give me an idea of what kind of messages are you getting. Just
pictures of the cat on him, staring at him.
We used to have cats because we were in the country and like and they had litter kittens, and there's nothing nicer than when a little kitten is like on your jumper and you know they're kind of purring and they're clawing your jumper.
Yeah, they feel safe with you.
Yeah, they do.
I was
scared, absolutely terrified of cats like up until only probably like 6 months ago, and now I'm kind of obsessed with them.
They are scary if you don't know them because their movements are unpredictable.
But it's like my mate will just see a cat and he'll just go and like in the street and he'll just go and rub it, and I'm like, I couldn't.
No,
I just feel like it's going to claw.
You don't know what you're going to get because sometimes they do claw and sometimes
nothing
they do
bite. Nothing scarier than a cat with its back up. Do you know when it's like real scary?
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
It's giving Halloween.
Well, I'm happy for Dwayne. That's good news.
Yes.
Here's
Lil
Nas and Jack Harlow, Industry Baby at Spins. In case you don't know, it is back. You better stay exactly where you are. If you want your naughties fix of tunes, they are on the way with Michaela each day now from 10 a.m. and later with Steve K from
Such
3.
A good feature. I mean, twice a day, this is when you get naughties tunes.
I love
this
it.
Is fantastic. And then you're back to the cool stuff as well.
I'd like you to rate the naughty threesome that's coming up after 10, okay?
Okay.
I will tell you. Dave's going to be buzzing.
Oh, go on. You say that every time I hear.
Well, this is Avril Lavigne and Girlfriend.
That's very good.
Out of 10.
10 straight up.
10 straight up.
10s across the board.
LaRue, Bulletproof.
Oh, 11.
Very good.
Out of 10, Fiona,
very
you going 11 as well?
I'll go with like an 8.5 for that, but it's very good.
What about Around the Corner, the first song you're going to hear after News and Sport at 10? Beyonce, Sean Paul, Baby Boy.
Oh.
2.
Baby Boy, kicking on my mind, fulfilling my fantasy. I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
Well,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It's on the way.
See you in the morning. Bye.
Good luck.